From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. International donors have failed to deliver $1.9 billion in promised funds to help West African countries recover from the Ebola epidemic that has killed more than 11,000 people and decimated an already weak healthcare system, according to the UK-based charity Oxfam Sunday. The remaining $3.9 billion pledged has been difficult to track because of scant information and a lack of transparency, according to the group. An African Union summit has ended with a proposed peacekeeping force for troubled Burundi put on hold, as leaders say they will not send in troops without the government's consent. The bloc's leaders instead said they will send a high-level delegation to Burundi to push for talks between the government and its opponents, as well as to urge the government to accept peacekeepers there. The United States aid agency has announced $97 million in emergency assistance for Ethiopia to help address the ongoing humanitarian crisis resulting from the impacts of the El Niño phenomenon. The United States government is helping Ethiopians cope with the impacts of El Niño, and our additional assistance will build on the ongoing response effort. That is according to Gail Smith, the USAID administrator, in a statement released on Sunday. A military general who opposes Uganda's longtime president has been arrested, according to his lawyer. He says General David Sejusa, who has called President Yoweri Museveni a dictator, is being detained at a military barracks in the Ugandan capital of Kampala. Sejusa's arrest is likely to raise tensions before presidential elections February 18th. Neither the government nor the military has commented on why he was detained. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry appealed on Sunday to both sides to continue Syrian peace talks in Geneva, despite an attack by the Islamic State bombers that killed more than 60 people near the country's holiest shrine. Kerry spoke in a televised statement.
The world is hoping that both sides will move quickly to meet the needs of millions of desperate Syrians, to reduce the pressure on neighboring countries, to reduce the levels of migration, and to help restore peace and stability. The main topics on the agenda for these negotiations include arrangements for a nationwide ceasefire and establishing a path to a political transition that will bring this conflict to an end.
Syria's main opposition group met with UN mediator Stefan de Mistura for the first time on Sunday. Representatives of the Higher Negotiation Committee demanded efforts to improve humanitarian conditions on the ground, threatening that they would shun political negotiations if this does not occur. The HNC spokesman Salim al-Muslat commented on the meeting as it was still ongoing.
We're optimistic and we're here to really find a solution for all Syrians, no matter what side they are on. We are here to find Syria, to see Syria free of terrorism, free of dictatorship, for all Syrians.
The HNC delegation says it's seeking to halt attacks on civilian areas, the release of detainees, and the lifting of blockades. The talks in Geneva comes as the Islamic State has claimed a triple bombing in the southern Damascus suburb Sunday that killed at least 60 people, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Two suicide bombers detonated explosives as rescue efforts were underway after a car bombing in the Said Zainab district of Damascus near a revered Shiite shrine. Shiite fighters are among the dead in the predominantly Shiite city, according to the AFP. The area has come under attack before with several bombings near the shrine in recent years. Over 10,000 unaccompanied migrant children have disappeared in Europe. That's according to the EU police agency Europol Sunday, fearing that many have been whisked into sex trafficking rings or the slave trade. Europol's press office confirmed to AFP the figures published in the British newspaper Observer, adding that they covered the last 18 to 24 months. This comes as at least 37 migrants, including several children, died Saturday when the boat meant to take them to the Greek island of Lesbos sank off Turkey's western coast. The death toll rose late Saturday after search crews found more bodies trapped inside the 17-meter craft. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.